B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You've got to share the story with everyone, Roy.
I feel like such an idiot.
When did this happen? Saturday night?
Yes, it was over the weekend.
Yeah, what did you do?
It's so embarrassing. I hope you don't. So I ordered food delivery. I ordered Chinese food. And I happened to be... let me explain a little bit about where I live. I live in an apartment building, and my apartment is kind of the last apartment at the end of the hallway.
From the elevator.
From the elevator. And I know everyone in my little group. I know who's near me. And so it's kind of like our own world on this end of the hallway. I was bringing the dog in, and I knew that we ordered Chinese food, and I saw a woman standing there, and she had two big brown bags. And I thought for sure.
What was her ethnicity?
She was Asian, of some Asian descent. Mm-hmm. And I thought for sure she was the Chinese food delivery. And so I said, oh, if you're looking for 226, it's right here.
I'll take that.
I'll take that. And then I quickly found out that she was not looking for me and that she was there visiting one of my neighbors.
Oh, boy.
And I felt
she wasn't even
awful.
The delivery person.
I felt awful.
Yeah.
I felt
yeah.
awful, but she had, and y'all, when I tell you she looks like a delivery driver, she had the bag, the brown bag, within the plastic bag around the brown bag. It looked like a food delivery. I've ordered food from this place before, and I felt like such an idiot. Oh, I mean, the biggest insert, foot, and mouth.
So, did you find, like, does she live there?
No, she was visiting someone.
Okay, so you might not have to ever see her again.
No, but I told the neighbor, that the person she was visiting, what happened. He thought it was hilarious. He was laughing, and they all had a good...
What did she think when you said, hey, I'll take that, I live here?
A lot of confusion. Like, why is there a stranger wanting to take my bag?
Did you put your hands out?
I said, no, come this way. I was, like, telling her to come to my unit. I was, like, trying to... And so she, like, had a moment of, like, where she almost followed me, thinking, I don't know, that maybe I knew where she was going. Until we finally both realized that my door, oh, she's not giving me food.
She's oh, not you even brought her all the way to the dang door,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we're down here. Come on.
Oh, she, oh. Did you tip her?
I should have. I felt so bad.
Buddy, I'm laughing because
I'm so bad.
If I was in your situation, I probably might have done the same thing.
Oh.
I'm kind of an open person, and yeah. I try and you know, I try and reach out before the product is, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, hey, come this way.
Yeah.
Like, you're clearly the delivery
person. It's hard
person.
To find my unit because it is all the way at the end.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The hall.
Yeah, rather than letting the situation play out, Loren, I would probably jump out there. You know what I mean? If you lived in a house and you ordered pizza.
Right.
And you saw the delivery, you were outside and you saw the delivery person. You're like, hey, come on up.
If
and
you saw a guy carrying a box with a red polo, you tell him to come up to your house.
Right. And the guy's like, I am, this is my brother. Visiting. What are you talking about? I wonder if anyone else ever accidentally mistook someone. Like, who did you mistake for someone else? 704-570-9595. Because, Roy, it could go even worse than that. Like, I remember one time, I think I was at Disney a couple years ago, and there was a redhead, and I had gone to the bathroom, and I came up behind this redhead, and I put my hands right around her waist because she had her hair in a hat just like Amanda did. Turned around, wasn't Amanda.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're lucky you didn't get slapped.
At least mine wasn't like that.
That's a tough one. And you go, I go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And Amanda was about 4 feet over.
Giving
and
you the eye?
No, I go, I turned, I go, look, see, this is my wife, same black hat. The woman was just like, I don't even think she was English. She was American.
At least she had red hair.
Mm, like, you know. I know.
Oh, so that was my awkward encounter.
I can see Loren doing something like this, too. Like Loren coming out of a restaurant, and there's a guy with a vest just sitting there, and she thinks he's the valet.
Yeah, hi.
No.
Why?
Can I have my Jeep? Can you get my car? Maybe.
Where is it parked?
What's in it for me? 704-570-9595. If you accidentally mistook someone, you mistaken identity with someone, Here's area code 980 says, one time someone mistakenly got into my car thinking I was their Uber.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. And that's awful. I mean, that's awful, but it happened down in Columbia where the girl was murdered.
Here's another one. Area code 704 says, I thought someone was my neighbor. Turned out that it wasn't. I had a full conversation with them. They had no idea what I was talking about. Then I realized that that's not my neighbor. I've done that before, too.
Thinking you have a neighbor.
I was at the gym a couple weeks ago, and I thought the guy I was talking to was a contractor that did some work for me. It turns out he's somebody I know from playing tennis.
Oh, at least you knew him.
Yeah, but I'm saying, hey, dude, everything is so great in the new house. And the guy's like, I don't care about your new house because I thought he was my contractor.
See, I do the opposite. Like, I can't see anything. So from far away, I'll think it's someone. And then when I get up on it, I'm like, oh, sorry, wrong person.
Let's talk with Jennifer in Concord. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, guys.
Who did you mistake for their identity?
So my daughter is a beautiful little redhead, and she was in daycare one day, and I went to go pick her up. And there was another little beautiful redhead that I mistaked for her, and I walked up behind this little girl and wrapped my arms around her and kissed her on the cheek.
Oh.
Luckily, I realized quickly that it wasn't her and apologized, but She was happy to receive the love.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet, Jennifer.
That is sweet.
All right, this is Emily.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Shelby.
Hi.
Hi, so who'd you mistake for?
I mistaked a random man for my husband.
Was it a convenient mistake, or, I mean, was it Brad Pitt? Who was it?
Oh, I have no idea. I didn't actually get a real good glance. We were at the aquarium, and I was helping my son pet the stingray, and I wanted to have a little heartfelt family moment, so I reach over and grab his hand, and I kind of look out the side of my eye, and I'm like, oh, you're not my husband.
It's such an awful feeling when that happens.
He got a pretty good laugh out of it.
Yeah, and ultimately everyone laughed in my situation. But you want to talk about a moment, I'm like, this person probably thinks the worst of me.
Yeah. 716 just texted in and said, I went to Target wearing a red polo, and everyone asked me to help them look for items.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, let me ask you this, bud, because I'm not blaming you, because our bodies, this is the way we work sometimes. If she wasn't Asian, would you have thought twice about her being the Chinese food delivery person?
If she wasn't Asian, I would still think she was the delivery driver, because a lot of times you never know, especially because I'll get like Postmates or whatever.
Oh, that's true.
She had what appeared to be the bag.
Right. No, I get it.
By the way, explaining to like other people that it wasn't just about the way, you know, she appeared, is that they're like, yeah, right. And I'm like, no, you had to know the situation.
Yeah, no, I get it. But I think the fact that she was Asian, too, and you go into a Chinese restaurant, a lot of the people that work there tend to be Asian, so it would add to it and make it a little more difficult.
This is Autumn and Shelby. Hey, Autumn.
Hey. I was mistaken as a child. Instead of being my best friend, who we were dressed exactly alike, and her father thought it was me. I had never been to her house before, and he picked me up. I had no idea who this man was, and carried me across the house and threw me onto his bed, just joking, before he even realized that I was not his daughter, and it freaked me out.
Yeah, how old were you?
I was like 13.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, are we sure it was a...
To me, it was just some random man picking me up.
Yeah, a stranger, danger.
I get it.
Crap out of me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Autumn. Well, Nicole says we need to say hi to Dave real quick.
All right, hey, Dave in Mooresville.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. So you had a story about your brother?
Yeah. So my brother married identical twin sisters, and at their brother's wedding, it's both sets of grandparents, his in-laws, his sister-in-law with her husband all sitting at the same table, and my brother comes up behind who he thought was his wife, leans down, gives her a big kiss right on the cheek, ends up being his sister-in-law.
Yeah, the twin.
That's fine.
Thanks, Dave.
In front of the whole fam, too.
Hey, listen, it's their wedding. I'm sure he's got it right now. They've been married for 13 years.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.